The vote was 20-20, with Republican Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling casting the tiebreaker. But opponents could take it to court.
I think there will be challenges.
Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
I think they will argue that it violates the Constitution because this imposes an undue burden on the woman's right to have an abortion.
Democratic lawmakers and women's rights activists say requiring the clinics to be regulated like hospitals could put them out of business.
If the judge agrees with the opponents, then the judge is likely to enjoin the implementation of the statute. But those are a couple of ifs. But I think that's what could well happen.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.